Last week on the program, we spoke a lot about potholes, and I know there's been an explosion in potholes in recent weeks, particularly in Sydney because of that heavy rain that we had about 3 weeks ago or so. And these potholes are often in the same spot where the potholes developed during the 2022 floods. And one of the listeners to the who heard the program called me and told me that there is now an app that you can use, and you can automatically basically report potholes to the authorities. And apparently you can use it for a variety of things that you may need to report various issues that you see to authorities. It's called Snap, Send and Solve. Danny Gorrig is the CEO of Snap, Send and Solve and joins us on the program. G'day, Danny.
Hi, Clinton. How are you?
Good, mate. I'm fascinated by this because we've got an explosion in the number of potholes right across Sydney and really the eastern seaboard at the moment. And my listener said this app can really help you out. How does it work?
Yeah, it's a free app, downloadable off the App Store or Google Play. And it's something I recommend that all your listeners just download and they you've got it on the phone. And it's a very simple process where, you know, when you're out and about in the community and you see something that doesn't look right, whether it's a pothole or dump rubbish or an abandoned trolley or a trip hazard on the footpath, whatever it is, you can use Snap and Solve to really easily send that report off to the relevant, we call them solvers, authorities or solvers. And as you know, Clinton, it's not just the councils who are responsible for the stuff in the public. It's, you know, there are water authorities, there are supermarkets who look after the trolleys, there are power utilities, there are state road utilities, public transport providers. So Snap and Solve is kind of like the Uber Eats of reporting. You take a photo, you choose the incident type, and based on your location and the incident type you choose, we will send that message off with the photo, with the geolocation, with your details to the relevant solver for resolution.
Okay, so say potholes, for example, they can be the responsibility of a local council, perhaps Transport for New South Wales, depending on the road, or maybe the Queensland Authority. So how does that work? Do you have to have a deal with Transport for New South Wales, for instance?
Well, it's a free app that works across Australia. And so all these authorities basically have publicly available email addresses or addresses, and they have publicly available shape files. So what we did with Snap and Solve over 10 years ago was we sort of took all this information and built it into an app and a server. And so we'll send the reports to the authority regardless of whether they're a subscriber, or we call them enterprise subscribers to Snap and Solve. But we do have deals with quite a number of councils and other authorities around Australia where they get so many reports from Snap and Solve now. It's kind of the number one channel that they get reports through. So they might integrate with our API, they might customise incident types, they might use us to do some data and analysis. So there's a range of, you know, premium features that we do sell, but for the app to work, it had to work everywhere, and so that's what we've enabled.
So for potholes, for instance, have you got any information how many potholes have been reported?
Yeah, so we looked it up for you. So there have been nearly 1,900 potholes reported in the last, what, 4.5 months. And I think you're right. We saw after that rain in April, we saw an increase of, I think it was about 153%. And then if we look at all of the reports that we've had January through March, the top five issues reported in New South Wales, parking and car-related issues, about 16,400. Rubbish and bin-related issues, so sort of dump rubbish, about 14,200. 12,000, nearly 13,000 abandoned trolleys reported. Nearly 9,000 tree issues. And when I say trees, you know, it can be overgrown vegetation. So, you know, there might be a postie who's heading down a road and there's a branch in their way, and they'll use Snap and Solve to report that. And then roads and signage-related issues. So that might be, you know, the stop sign's faded or the parking sign's broken or the, you know, whatever it is. There are so many issues that I think we're up to about, just this month in across Australia, about 100,000 reports just in April so far.
Tell me this, are the authorities, when you obviously feed them this information, are they grateful that you're supplying them with all this data about where there are problems, whether it's potholes or street signs that are faded or trees that have come down, or do they see it a bit of an, oh, no, it's an annoyance, we've now got to attend to this?
Well, I think actually they appreciate it. You know, if you think about what you get in a Snap and Solve report, which is a geolocation, an image, the person's details, it's all there for them to solve. So they can just take it and get it solved, which is really their role. And so, they appreciate it. I think what it does for them is it lets them solve things faster. It lets them kind of, we talk about first point resolution. So think about reporting a pothole on the phone, like how hard that is to describe. You've got to describe the location, and then you've got to kind of describe in words how big the pothole is. Whereas a photo and a geolocation, you can see it and go, all right, we need to send this sort of crew out to that pothole to get that fixed. So I think
the geolocation, you can obviously pinpoint using that technology exactly where it is, so there can be no confusion.
Correct. And then we also ask our snappers, so these are your listeners who will download the app and have it and use it. We ask them to let us know whether the issue they reported got solved. And so far in 2024, what do you reckon that stat is? How many? What percent of issues that got reported got solved?
Oh, 40%.
No, 86%.
Really?
Yeah, 86%. Really? So nearly 9 in 10 issues. Yeah. To get reported from snaps and solved, get solved. And that's why your listeners rang in to tell you about it, because we don't advertise. This is all just word of mouth. Like people go, oh my God, it was the easiest thing. I saw some dump rubbish. I did a snaps and solved, and the next day the council came to pick it up. And it's just the easiest way.
Jeez, that's great.
And if you think, Clinton, if you think about the alternative, like you're walking down the street, and you've got a coffee in one hand, a dog in the other hand, and you see some dump rubbish or a pothole. I mean, what do? You've got to Google the council's website, and you've got to find a form, and you've got to go to the form and fill it all in, and are you a resident? It's just all a little bit hard. And so we think Snaps and Solve is a really easy way for the community to do this stuff and really give back. And we hear from snappers all the time that it gives them a sense of agency, and they feel empowered by using Snaps and Solve, and that's why we love it.
Just one last question for you, Danny. Just what's the revenue model for you? I mean, I'm assuming you're not doing this as a public service.
Well, the truth is it actually did start as a public service a long time ago. So the revenue model is what I described to you before. It's a free service for the community, so snappers and solvers. And then we have a number of solvers who get a lot of these reports and really want to lead into kind of community engagement, customer experience. And so they'll subscribe to what we call our enterprise subscription. And that means they can use our API and they can customize the questions they ask and they can do data and analysis and
the data,
a whole heap of other things. We've got councils around Australia who are using QR codes, for example. They put QR codes up on the public toilets, on their bins, on their, the dog bag dispensers in the parks. Again, just making it easy for the community to get in touch and that just making the whole process a lot more efficient.
Yeah, well done with it. And that strike rate that you mentioned there, the success of things actually getting fixed, that's really telling. How do our listeners, if they want to download, what do they do?
You can either head to the App Store and search for Snaps and Solve, or you can go to snapsandsolve.com. We've also got a web version of it that works on the website if you don't want to download an app. But I would encourage listeners, this is not the sort of thing that you'll hear about and go, I see a problem tomorrow. So I always encourage listeners to download it, have it on your phone, and if you see something, if you notice something, and people have like pet hates. So some people in our office hate trolleys. I hate potholes and trip hazards. And so you've got it on your phone, ready to go, and you just give back to the community.
Good on you, Danny. It sounds great.
Great. Thanks, Clinton.
Danny Gorg, who's the CEO of Snap, Send and Solve.